Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for being who you are, my friends. Small business owners, you're my heroes, and you know it. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah Sladek is here. Sarah has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. She's a leading researcher of generational insights into how people are interacting with each other, all these different generations, five of them. In the workplace today, it's crazy. It's a hodgepodge. It's a patchwork quilt. It's a Brunswick stew of humans walking around in the workplace. And she's been covering all that. She wrote a book called Talent Generation. And she's our good friend Sarah. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. Also, CEO and founder of XYZ University. How appropriate, right? All right, so Sarah, one of the things that we hear about, we've kind of been told as and expected to take as an article of faith, is that the millennial generation is never going to stay very, very long anywhere. Now, I have had that proven to be true in my operation, but I've also had millennials to stay with me longer than most people think that they would. So what do you think? What's the story on this?
Okay, yes, there's definitely a story there. Throughout the past few decades, actually contrary to popular belief, there is a lot of turnover among younger generations, the boomers included. The boomers were younger, they were job hopping. The reason millennials have continued to job hop, and something we have to keep top of mind, is a couple of things. Number one, they were raised as the most protected, supervised generation in history. So they're looking for a great fit, mentoring.
You didn't say entitled, Sarah. You meant you left that part out.
No, I didn't. Supervised and protected.
Okay,
and
all right.
I would argue that they're not entitled because they also came of age during the worst recession our country had seen in over 70 years.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing that lends itself to turnover, because they're very concerned about financial stability. So if they get an offer that is just even a little bit higher, they're probably going to take it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's because of financial thing, or do you think it's because one of the things that they seem to, you know, sometimes people stay in an organization because they love the culture, they love the business they're in. You know, I'm a baby boomer. I'm you know, in the upper quartile of the baby boomers, but over the decades, I worked for Sears for 7 years. I worked for I transitioned from that over to Xerox. It was there 6 years. I was in the financial industry about 6 years. So, I mean, I moved around. You could say I moved around, but what I did, I reinvented myself. I wasn't mad at anybody, but I just reinvented myself. What do you think? Is that what they're doing? Are they really chasing the dollar?
Well, I think part of it might be reinvention, because they're looking for jobs that really fit their values. So then the number one reasons that they quit, and we've done national surveys on this, the primary reasons they'll quit is because they're offered a better opportunity somewhere else. They're not paid enough, but also top reasons, not enough opportunities for advancement. They feel stuck or they don't have the opportunity to try something or do something, learn something new.
Can I stick a data point in there from the employer side? When I talk to employers of millennials, the one thing that seems to be in the top two or three things that I hear from them is their millennial employees want to have, as you say, they want to have advancement opportunity, but they seem to want it before they've earned it. They don't understand why they don't, they're not already a manager or whatever. They seem to think that they're entitled, and I hate to use that word, but that's the way that comes across, that they're entitled to more, to a higher, you know, job, a better job, or more of a management job or whatever, a promotion, before they've earned, before the company believes that they've earned it, and so they leave for that reason. What do you think about that? Have you run into that scenario?
Yes, and so, again, that kind of goes back to their childhood. So if you think back, it's kind of crazy how this has a cyclical response, but when you think back to the baby boomer generation, they were raised as kind of America's next great hope,
right. Mm-hmm.
In a post-war era. And as boomers then raised their children, there was a big shift in society, and we became a very child-centric society.
Our children changed, didn't they?
Exactly. And millennials were kind of, again, raised as very protective, supervised generation. Parents were very involved, teachers, coaches, very involved in their lives, and they were given a voice in the household and at school at a very young age.
Right.
But then they walk into the workforce and they don't understand, why can't I have the same great relationship with my manager?
Why can't I tell the president of the company how he should run his business? I don't understand. Why isn't he listening to me?
Yes, exactly. They expect to have an equal voice because they're used to that.
But that's not a productive attitude for them to have in the workplace, where the person who they're talking to started something from scratch and is signing the front of their paychecks. What do you think?
No, I agree. I agree that there has to be a little bit of compromise, but it's understanding one another. It's understanding, taking the time to build those relationships, have conversations about, why are you so restless? Why are you so anxious? Mm-hmm. Let's have a conversation about that. And it really tends to usually come down to, I want a better relationship with you from that millennial perspective. Mm-hmm. I want the more opportunity here. I want to really dig in, and I feel like you're constantly keeping me at arm's length.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very interesting. Go ahead, Sarah. Finish your thought.
I was just going to say, when those challenges aren't present, that relationship isn't present for millennials, they don't understand that concept of work because they haven't been raised that way. So that's when disengagement occurs.
Yeah, I've seen it. And I've employed a lot of millennials. Most of them very successful relationships. Some a handful not so great. And I'm going to take responsibility for part of that. Sarah Sladek is the author of Talent Generation. We're going to come back and talk about this very topic some more after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.